Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Let's just pray. Father God, we thank You, Lord, for this day. And we do know that, Lord, that You are here. And we are here to be with You, Lord. Whether it be as we meet as a congregation, Lord, or as we meet You on a one-on-one, Lord, our heart is to be joined with Your heart, Lord, to hear what You have to say to us, Lord. Whether it be through the music of the worship team today, whether it be through the word that is brought forth this day, Lord, whether it be from one of us, Lord, that speaks into our life this day, we want to hear what You have for us, Lord. So we bless this day, Lord. We bless what You're doing in this church. Have Your way with us, Lord. Let Your Holy Spirit just flow through this church body, Lord. We thank You, Jesus, that You love us. We love You.
Well, glory! Glory to God. I'm thankful to God today that He led us here. And God is working in your midst. Don't take that for granted. And it gave me I'm getting older, whether you notice that or not, but closer to being with Jesus. That's all right. Can only do so many things at once. Well, He's spoken to me before I go to leave some nuggets with people of His church, and let them do with it what they want, but I want to be faithful to God. Amen. And we got to see if I can manipulate this. After years and years, we got new Bibles. and I'm discovering things. And this is a prayer that I have for you all. And God spoke to me a long time ago, when you face the people or speak to the people, remember how much I love them. And you love them too. And I love you. You say, well, that's weird. He don't even know us. Yeah, I know who you are. So here's a prayer that I have for this church. Lord, I pray. Yeah, this Bible has prayers in it. I pray that my love, or that your love, church,
yes,
will abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that I may approve the things. I've never been nervous like this before. May prove the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without blame or offense at the day of Christ. Now, that just caught my eye, and I haven't got much past that. But the nugget that I would leave you with today, I believe, is found in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 through 18. And I'll just more or less read them than anything. But how I got this was, I was a young pastor and the church wasn't doing so well. I know you've never been through anything like that. And the fact that I was sick over, and I was at home during evening church. We always had evening church back in those days. And I was laying there flipping the channels, and this fellow, I'll never forget what he said. He said, do you know what God's will for you is right now, right at this moment? And I knew something about him, and he was a faith preacher, and I knew he was after money, I thought. But anyway, I said this to him. You ever talk to the TV? I said this to him. No, but if it's giving you money, I got the clicker. And then he said, but I was going to wait and see what he said. His will for you right now is to rejoice always.
Amen.
To pray without ceasing.
Amen.
And in everything, give thanks.
Amen.
And I've proven this scripture over and over. I proved it yesterday when I was in a bad mood, because I suddenly noticed I'd left praising God and praying and being thankful. And so no matter what you're going through, remember Paul and Silas could praise him in a jail, in a cave, you know, in the midnight hour. And what I, little things I go through does not compare to that.
Yeah.
But to remember, I gave this as a sermon back in the day. And the Word of God is good. Evidently, some people still remember it. And I called it RPT. And I have people reminding me of that even to this day, and that's probably 50 years ago. But remember that. If you want victory in God, this is for all of us. Right. You don't have to be super intelligent or talented or anything. You know, to remember RPT, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's, hallelujah. I got to cut it off.
Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I will deliver you. I will set you free." I gave a testimony last Sunday, and we sang, "I trust the Lord." I sought, I sought the Lord, and He answered. Part of my testimony at the very end, I knew it was the will of God for me to share. Part of the testimony last week was that I was going to have a difficult meeting on Tuesday, but praise the Lord, God's will be done. That meeting did not take place. For me, that was a praise report. It has to do with I'll just share a little bit. It has to do with something that was going on in our community that was not correct, that was not right, that was not of God. It was from the dark side, but God delivered me from that. And I give Him praise and honor and glory because it has been stopped. The enemy was stopped in the name of Jesus. And I give praise for that. So I fear not. Fear not. I have delivered you. I have set you free. You don't have to worry. We don't have to worry about people. Just worry about what God thinks of us. Remember, God knows our heart. People don't know our heart. God knows our heart in the name of Jesus. So, amen. That's an awesome praise report. I'm still praising the Lord over that. Because I'm like, how in the world did that happen? There's no way it could have just happened. I didn't generate it to be canceled. It just happened. It just stopped. God stopped it. God's will be done, not ours.
Good morning, House of Worship. This is the place to be, right? And worship the Lord. It just doesn't get any better than that. There's great power and might. It's exciting to think about it and to know who He is. Amen. As they would come into worship, even like in Solomon's day, with the, they had everything ready. They did the sacrifices. They're praising the Lord. And the fire came down. And inside the temple, there was the glory, right? Filled the room. And I think that's where we want to go, right? That's where we're looking to see. To be pleasing to Him. Right, to where He would join us. Now, when our hearts are right, that's what's going to happen. Amen. I'm going to switch mics here so I can read to you guys. But, you know, even, you know, the fire came down, and it's been, you know, that same fire was in the bush. That same fire was between the pieces, the sacrifice. When, excuse me, when God made his covenant with Abraham, that fire was there. Man. I think, you know, we're going to need to see that stuff here soon. Amen. We need to be different. This church needs to be real. Amen. And I think you guys all have the right heart. I really do. And I think we're going somewhere. So anyway, we'll get to our message here. Okay, Terry, I pulled a sneaky on you. You don't have this one, but it's okay. We're going to go to Exodus 3, verse 11. And Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt?" Who am I? That's what we say a lot of times. Who am I? You know, I wanted to say that to myself this morning. And he said, "Certainly, I will be with thee." Man, certainly I will be with you.
Amen.
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 That is awesome. Just a thought that God is with this man.
Amen.
You know, he was just a man chosen for that time.
Yes.
As every one of you are. Remember, you know, Pastor always says that we were chosen for this day, right? So we should be glad. We should rejoice. You know, it looks bad out there, right? A lot of times we see, if you turn on the news, that's like, oh boy. It's craziness. But we were chosen for this day because when it gets the darkest, the light is the brightest.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Let's see, make sure I'm good. Let's go to 3:14. God said unto Moses, "I am that I am." Amen. I am everything you could ever want. I'm everything you could ever need. I am. That's saying something. The beauty of it is, he was the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he changes not. Yes. So I am. I am. I am that I am. And he said, "Thus shall you say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent you." And God said, moreover under Moses, that thou shalt say unto the Lord, the God of your father, you say unto the children of Israel, the Lord your God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever. And man, I am. It's not going to change. He is the God I am. It's never any less, and it's never any more, because it is I am. It can't be more. It already is. It's all-encompassing. I am. So with us, you and I, we have him. I am is in us, every one of us. I am. So if he goes before us, I am takes care of it. I am fights the battle. I am. Amen. Amen. I am takes care of these things for us. Let's see. So I'm going to go over to 4:2. And it says, the Lord said unto him, what is in your hand? Because Moses, he's like, I don't want to go. Who am I, Lord? Who am I to do this, to get the people out of Israel? I mean, out of Egypt, to get Israel out of Egypt. There we go. Who am I, Lord? What has made me special? You know, I stammer, stutter. I mean, he was probably a prince at one time, maybe there. I don't know, but he says, and the Lord said unto him, what is in thy hand? And he said, a rod. Moses had a stick. He had a stick in his hand. It was a stick. Yeah. And the Lord was going to anoint that stick.
Hallelujah.
Amen. If he's in the stick, it's greater than any other stick ever was. Right?
Amen.
You cast the thing down, turns into a snake, and it eats the other guy's snakes. That's pretty cool. Yeah. But it was enough. You know, what is in your hand? And that's something that we can ask ourselves every day. What's in your hand?
It's a Bible.
Amen. It's enough. It's more than enough. You know, he even think back where Israel's out in the desert, and they've got some cool pictures of it, a split rock by Mount Horeb or Sinai, whatever you want to call it. But this rock is huge. It's big, kind of a monolith little thing myself, but it is cracked down the middle, and they say that is the rock that a stick broke. Yeah. And that, you know, if we think about it, Jesus was the rock. I mean, and there aren't any other rocks like that one out there. And he split it. He touched it with his stick. And out of it came living water. I mean, this is just a picture of Jesus. I mean, it's awesome. It's awesome. So whatever's in your hand is more than enough. If you got to go to Egypt, take a good stick. Four 4:21. And the Lord said unto Moses, when thou goest to return unto Egypt, see that thou doest all those wonders before Pharaoh. Now, this is in the King James, but I kind of like the version out of the New American Standard. It says, all that's in your power. Amen. That power was given. It's in every one of you. It's available when you need it. Yes. Amen. Yes. That power is there. There isn't anything that can compare. I mean, you look at the odds, you look at what's going on today, maybe. But I think about the old prophet, and he's sitting there, and his servant, his helper is there, and it's like, me, you know, there's so many. And he says, there's more with us than there is of them. Amen. So God has got you. God has got the situation. He knew the end from the beginning. So there was no surprise. Amen. God is there. He is able. And he goes before us. I mean, it's already laid out. It's already planned out. He's taken care of it all. And we just step into it. We really do. I mean, you got to do your part. You got to pray and seek him. But the victory is yours. Sometimes it may not look like it. At first, you know, it looks like things are coming against you. But at the same time, God has already done some work, and maybe that wasn't the best thing, but this is, and it's taken you to a whole nother level. Amen.
Amen.
God is for you. Woo! Who can be against you?
Amen.
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 So just let's go to Joshua 1:5. Or did I say 1:5, yes. Okay. It says, it's God talking to Joshua, and we know the story. They're coming into the promised land. Moses had passed away. It says, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage. I mean, we saw that in our in the songs today. We also heard that testimony-wise. Be strong and of good courage. I mean, God is there. He's going to do it. We just have to know he's going to do it. That's where it's all at, is if we know, we trust in him, you can go places. Amen. Beyond your wildest dreams. And I'm going to skip down to 7. It says, and only be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe and do according to all the law. So we know that there's a righteousness to this thing, right? It's a seeking God. None of us are good. We know that, but he is. But because of what he did, now we are. Amen. And, you know, this was Old Testament stuff, and we got a better covenant. But God was with these guys if they would just obey. Amen. That's all. It was just obeying. Obey the Lord. Let's finish this. Which Moses, my servant, commanded thee, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper wherever thou goest. Amen. So if it's a promise. you will prosper if we do what he said. If we don't turn, you don't want to be persuaded, let's say, to vary from what God has said, right? You want to, it doesn't matter what everybody else is saying about you or what's going on. He's the real thing. He's the real deal. He's the fact, right? Amen. Yeah. So really, do the right thing. That's kind of what we're thinking. I want to go to 1 Samuel 17. Make sure I'm on this. 36. Okay. And you guys all know the story of David and Goliath, but it's interesting what's going on here. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them. Amen. I mean, he's speaking it. He has seen the battle. He has seen the victory. He knows his covenant. Amen. The giant didn't have one, but he had one with God. Amen. And that's where the victory is, that hope in him and knowing who you are. That's the thing, is to know who you really are in him. Amen. He fights for you. He goes before you. I mean, to have that kind of confidence to take on a lion when it's eating your dad's sheep, maybe most people say, oh, sayonara, you know. But, you know, and I assume, I don't assume this was a mountain lion. I think this was a African lion, you know, that's the country they were in. So we're talking a big kitty. And on a bear, I don't know if you've ever, you know, been around bears a whole lot, but they're pretty strong. I say that a young one can go up their chain link fence and pull it apart. So we're talking with a bad dude. But the cool part is that didn't sway him. Not at all. I mean, he's like, I took care of them, and I'll take care of this Philistine. And you know this guy was big and ugly. There's no doubt. He was giant. They say they've even found his house. Now, they know where he lived in the town. And it's interesting to find that stuff. I mean, you know the word's true. You know God is. But you always wonder, you know, well, where'd that happen? You know, because there has to be some evidence, I'm sure. And they're finding it. They're finding things that are cool. But yeah, to have that confidence that everybody else is scared. Everybody else is like, I ain't going out there. Ain't no way. And to have the shepherd kid, and he was handsome, it says, and good looking. He had a stick, it says. He was a shepherd, like Moses was a shepherd. Amen. He was a shepherd. And, it's amazing. Yeah. Let's go to 40, I believe. And he took his staff in his hand, his stick, and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook. You know, the thing I like about that, I don't think it was because David was a bad shot. I'm pretty sure he practiced with that thing every day when you're out there walking around with the sheep. They say that Goliath had 4 brothers. So he wasn't going to stop. He was going to take them all. Yeah. You know, so, you know, whatever is in your hand is enough. Amen. That's enough. We all have that same victory. It's enough. You know, that rock just wasn't going to miss. It couldn't. You know, it was coming out of that sling. They're pretty fast when they come out. I don't know if anybody's ever played with one before. But, man, that rock's moving when it comes out of there. But that thing was, like, jet-propelled, I'm sure. forehead bound along Goliath the Gath. Yeah. I'm pretty sure, you know, how the military paints a laser on a target before they send in their smart bombs. I'm pretty sure the Holy Ghost had a spot. Yeah. And it was going there. Yeah, so whatever's in your hand is enough. And to know, have the confidence to know that it's enough. You know, to go out there, to put down the armor that everybody else uses, that the other armies are using, and to go out with a stick and a sling. I mean, it's amazing what he knew in here. It's in here when you know where that battle is won, in here, inside of you. I mean, knowing that God is for me and not against me. That giant can't stop me. He won't. Because God is for me. It's not because I'm a good slingshot guy. It's because of who he is and what he has done. Amen?
Amen.
All right. I'm going to go over here to Genesis 15:1, I believe. It says, "And after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, Fear not, for I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward." Amen. There's no reason to fear. I am with you. I am your reward. I am your shield. I will stop those fiery darts. Amen. Whatever the enemy throws at you, it's stopped. I mean, I'm going to block it. I'm going to stop it. Fear not. So you got that confidence in God to go, right? Like, well, all of us, all you guys, I know certain times there's things that you probably don't want to go deal with. But you got to know who he is in your life, and that he is for you and not against you, that he will make you prosper. Amen. He fights the battle before you. He has put his angels in array around about you. Amen. It's awesome to think of what we have. You know, there shouldn't be any fear in us, but the fear of him, right? And that's a reverence, right? Not a, I'm a scared of him because he's mean. It's a reverence knowing him, right? And you humble yourself before him and you seek his way and you go and you do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Every one of us has had those. God has delivered us from a lot of things. He really has. And I know every one of you has seen that. Genesis 17, verse 1 and 2. And it was when Abraham was 90 years old and 9. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly. You know, that covenant we talked about, that they had taken the animals and they had split them in half except for the birds. And God passed through there in the fire. You actually have a better covenant than that, as we already hit on. But can you imagine? Can you imagine having that relationship, which we do in the Holy Spirit and stuff? Your prayers are answered. They are heard. But, you know, to have him come and visit and tell you what he's about to do, he does that for us. He tells us what he's going to do. You know ahead of time, we do. You hear that little still small voice sometimes, like, I need to do this, or maybe should do that. You know something's coming. You know he's talking to you. Amen. And we just got to listen. The hard part is we get so busy that sometimes we don't pay heed. We don't pay attention. We kind of let it go. And it's like when it happens, it's like, oh, yeah, that's what he was trying to tell me. So let's go to, we're going to fast forward a few years. We're going to go to John 16, 33. And this was Jesus, and he says, "And these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." Amen. I have overcome. So that victory is there. We got it because he overcame, right? So when he overcame, that made us overcomers. And let's see if we can find that here. Well, one thing, let's go to 1 John 5 and 4. Wow. Okay. All right. So this is, "For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth Jesus is the Son of God." Amen. So every one of you that believe that Jesus is the Son of God, you are the overcomer. It says right here. So you got his word. You know it's true. It's a fact. You are overcomers. Amen. So be of good courage. Do not fear, but seek him and know that he has overcome and that has made you an overcomer. Amen. Yes. So we have a victory. We do have the victory. You know what? I'm just going to go to Acts 2. Sorry, Terry, just skipping. I think we're going to, and this is when the day of Pentecost was fully come. And I think this is what we're looking to see. This is what I really feel like is going to start happening in the churches. And I feel like, you know, the Lord is going to fill the house, and he's going to bring in hungry people. He's going to pour out into us. Amen. So verse 16, "But this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel." These guys are hearing this stuff going on, this commotion. And they're talking in other tongues and in other languages that everybody can understand. And it's like, how do these guys know this stuff? Some of them were just fishermen. They probably never left Galilee much. "And it shall come to pass in the last days," which I do believe we are, "saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters and on your sons and your daughters, and shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my Holy Spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in heaven above and in signs of the earth beneath, blood, fire, vapor of smoke, and the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood. And before that great notable day of the Lord come, and it shall come to pass that whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. So you guys have some great promises. We all do. And I look forward to doing some great things with you guys. I'm excited. The Lord is good. I don't know if anybody else has anything to say or not, but I want to thank you guys for coming, hanging out with me.
Thank you to Steve. What a great word, huh? It's really what it's about, guys. Get ready. His Spirit is going to be poured upon us. You get ready. So thank you guys for being here. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and may His face shine on you. Just have a blessed rest of the day and coming weeks. Love you guys. See you next week.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.